a good position to judge. And the urgency of the issue is surely greater than pondering the possibilities of space travel in the 23rd century, as fascinating as those might be. Next, the details of large-scale supercomputer climate models that make detailed predictions about the future are complex and intimidating. But the underlying physics governing global warming is nevertheless straightforward and grounded in basic science. As a plus, it turns out there are historical twists and new connections between scientific disciplines that add spice. And for those who are particularly interested, a wealth of data is now freely available for anyone to follow up with on the web. I've been fortunate to have been educated by a number of climate change experts who are both colleagues and friends. For over a decade, I was chairman of the board of sponsors of the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists. When I joined the board in 2006, we chose to include climate change as an additional existential threat when we decided upon the setting of the famous Doomsday Clock. Each fall, we would host a symposium to discuss scientific and technological challenges. Then the Science and Security Board, which included various climate experts, would further discuss the issues raised during the symposia when we decided on how to set the clock. Later, I was fortunate to host several scientific meetings and public events on climate change. Most recently, the Origins Project Foundation I lead organized the Mekong cruise I lectured on. I'm thankful for discussions I had with colleagues during these years, including James Hansen, Richard Somerville, Susan Solomon, Dan Schrag, Tony Haymet, Raymond Pierre Humbert, and the late Wallace Brooker, among others, many of whom also provided me with useful data and figures. I thank these individuals for their intellectual and personal generosity. Numerous friends, colleagues, and experts were also kind enough to review this book at various stages. I'm deeply indebted in particular to Richard Dawkins, Dan Schrag, Penn Jillette, Richard Somerville, Neil deGrasse Tyson, William Frucht, Sheldon Glashow, Keith Ogarek, and John Dahl for critically reading, commenting on, and improving this manuscript. I'm also indebted to the numerous scientists who provided me with permission to reproduce figures from their work in this book. Any errors that remain are, of course, my own. The support and encouragement I received from a host of people during and after the writing of this book have been particularly important. I was surprised and dismayed as numerous publishers and editors I reached out to indicated to me that they thought the only marketable books on climate change would be ones that appeal to emotions and communicate only to the true believers through a sense of doom and gloom. Since they are in some sense the gatekeepers for what information the public gets, this demonstrated to me how important it is to combat that perception with a book that could provide actual information the public can use to make informed decisions about how to respond to what they might read in the papers or hear from politicians. The science behind climate change is accessible and interesting, and it should be the basis of arguments and policy discussions. Appealing purely to emotion or using scare tactics should not be the way to encourage action. Just as encouraging inaction by denying the evidence and underlying science is inappropriate. When I reached out beyond the publishing community to friends, colleagues, and fans of earlier works, I was encouraged to find that a book of this character was just what many people felt was needed, and that it should be distributed broadly. I thank all of those who helped reinforce my conviction that this book was necessary, and who helped energize my efforts to make sure it reaches people who may find it useful for themselves or in their discussions with others. In particular, Susan Rabiner, Jean Jaffe, Thomas Houlon, Patty Barnes, Mary Lee McDonald, Pamela Peresky, and Richard Dawkins all helped me explore a variety of publishing options in my efforts to ensure that this book ultimately reached readers in its present form. Happily, at the end of this process, I found the marvelous editor and publisher, Adam Bellow. From our very first discussion, it was clear we shared the same vision for the book and the need to ensure that science and reason and free and open dialogue remain an important part of the social fabric. I'm very happy that this book found a receptive home through Adam at Post Hill Press. Climate change, evolution, and the Big Bang are all empirical facts, not speculation, and the relevant data validate fundamental theoretical expectations.